Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, in our final segment this morning talking about fire preparedness and resiliency. Our panel of guests in studio talking about projects includes Glenn Gottschall, the president of the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council, CAL FIRE Unit Forester Adam Fries, and Tuolumne County OES Coordinator Liz Peterson. And Glenn Gottschall, I'd like to ask you next a little bit about, there's a big project that's been going on near Alliance Reservoir, near the flume that TUD and others are involved with. Can you tell us a little bit about what's been taking place out there?
Yes. Approximately 5 years ago, we started thinking very seriously about the need to protect the primary water system in this county. And that's from Lyons Dam through the what they call the main canal, which unfortunately runs along the rim of the South Fork of the Stanislaus River. That is very vulnerable to a large fire, that whole canyon. It's when there is a fire in there, there needs to be additional protection for about 1.5 miles of elevated flume, which is in that area, and then, of course, the other 3.5 miles of the main canal that needs protection from fire. Working with TUD, the Fire Safe Council, and others, we developed a plan getting the California Sierra Conservancy, or Sierra Nevada Conservancy, I'm sorry, group provide the grant for a large section of that on National Forest. The other on private land, primarily SBI, has we followed up with a Stevens grant through the Forest Service, and that now is being constructed. The expected date of that construction is probably within about 2 years. That will provide about a 300-foot, 150-foot approximately on each side of the canal of a fuel break.
Pretty major project. You know, we talked a lot about these fuel projects throughout the show. You know, looking ahead to the future, is there still a lot of work to be done?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Of course, this is a very large area, and what we're primarily working on is, like I said, that interface between the public forests and developed parts of the county. But we do need to break the county up into logical units that we can expand this fuel break system. And then, of course, we need the cooperation from the landowners to do not only defensive space, but whatever they can do through, whether it's timber harvest plans or other means to, again, get this forest condition in a much better shape for fire.
OES Coordinator Liz Peterson, about a year and a half ago, we did a show focused solely on the Master Stewardship Agreement between Tuolumne County and the Stanislaus National Forest. You are one of the panelists on that show. You know, what is kind of the latest when it comes to that agreement?
Yeah, so this is a these are projects that are looking a little more long term as far as fuel reduction work, healthy forest work that really does have a direct impact on the communities here in Tuolumne County. It's not as immediate, say, as like a fuel break or defensive space or defensible space around homes, but it's certainly needed. We all know that we share a border with the Stanislaus National Forest, and that fire doesn't really adhere to borders like that. So we were awarded $5 million from the California Climate Investment Grant Program, the Forest Health Grant Program, to do some commercial, non-commercial thinning, about 2,500 acres, to do a little bit of reforestation, and then to do some prep work for some prescribed fire, about 1,000 acres. That will be happening over the next couple years. Then we also were given some money from the Forest Service itself to do about 1,000 acres of a commercial timber harvest project. And then a couple projects of just fuel reduction work, just straight up mechanical fuels reduction projects. About 318 acres or so is one project, and then a little less than 100 is another. So we're constantly working with our Forest Service, our federal partners also, to make the federal lands more resilient to fire as well, because we know that we have a huge fuel loading in the forest, and that is just as much a problem as our state responsibility area land is as well. So that's kind of the latest that's happening right now, and we're always pursuing additional grants, and we're going hard on this, and it has actually been relatively successful so far. So we're looking forward to continuing this out for the next 10 years, actually.
Very good. And we have about 30 seconds left. Unit Forester Adam Fries, anything else to add that we haven't mentioned yet?
I would just encourage people how they can help us on these is that we don't own the land these projects are on, so please, whether it's us or Fire Safe Council or the county, give us permission to work on your property. We can't work without that permission. And then whatever people can do to help maintain these projects once the projects are complete. Maintenance is a big issue. These projects are like painting the Golden Gate Bridge, where as soon as you get done, you got to turn around and go back and retreat them. So whatever help we can get on people's private property is a huge help for us.
I want to thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Again, that was our conversation today, talking about fire projects underway in the Motherlode. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Our guest in studio, Tuolumne County OES Coordinator Liz Peterson, Glenn Gottschall, President of the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council, and CAL FIRE Unit Forester Adam Fries. If you miss any of the four-part series focused on fire prevention and preparedness that we have been having on Motherlode Views over the past 4 weeks, you can find them in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com. I'm BJ Hansen. We'll be back with more Motherlode Views next week.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.